Welcome to Food Navigator USA's Soup to Nuts podcast with Elizabeth Crawford, where I dish with trendsetters, tastemakers, and industry experts about everything from emerging trends to regulatory pressures to marketing strategies. One third of global consumers consider cheese a staple, with most buying the dairy product because they love the flavor or are drawn to its health benefits, according to Innova Market Insights. But industry innovators add those aren't the only reasons that sales of cheese in the U.S. are steadily climbing. Research and Markets estimates that sales of cheese in the U.S. market will grow at a compound annual growth rate of 3.46% between now and 2030, when the market will reach a whopping $48.52 billion. Specialty cheese is a driving force behind this. According to recent data from Circana, sales and volume of specialty cheese are up 3.1% and 0.2% in the 52 weeks ending January 28. This is especially notable given many consumers are pulling back on quantity, and in some cases quality, across the grocery store to help offset higher prices due to inflation. Cheesemakers gathered at the Winter Fancy Food Show in Las Vegas share in this episode of Food Navigator USA's Soup to Nuts podcast why consumers are gravitating to specialty cheese despite premium pricing and the current economic environment. According to Cypress Grove, which specializes in goat cheeses, consumers are looking for at-home entertaining solutions and moments of intentional indulgence. The British Organic Dairy Company and Australia-based Old Croc Cheese add that sustainability and animal welfare, as well as clean label callouts and grass-fed and natural, are all driving sales, as are innovations in packaging that make cheese more snackable and convenient. While specialty cheese featured in the deli is often more expensive than the blocks, shreds, and slices commonly stocked in the dairy aisle, consumers are willing to pay more, in part for inspiration, as well as quality that they offer, according to Janie Rasmussen, marketing manager at Cypress Grove.
Americans are looking for cheeses that inspire them. I think there's an allure of Europe and other places cheese come from. And Americans want that from domestic cheeses, and they're looking for it, but it's harder to find. There's things, subsidies and things in other countries that lower the price of the cheese, and domestic cheeses are expensive. In the consumer research we did for Humboldt Fog, we were concerned that the price was an issue for consumers. And they said that price is nice to have, but not a must have. They're willing to pay the price because they know that it will deliver. And that was great, because for organic cow's milk is very expensive. Cream is very expensive. Doing business in Northern California is very expensive. Those are costs we can't change. The price of goat milk is so high. And we can't change those factors. All we can do is make a product that we believe consumers will pay for because it's worth it. So I think as American cheesemakers, we have to deliver on flavor. We have to inspire consumers.
She explains that one way Cypress Grove does this is by creating an accessible and yet stunningly visual and consistent experience with its Humboldt Fog, which she described as the OG specialty American cheese.
So Humboldt Fog is a soft ripened goat cheese. That means it starts out very similar to a fresh goat cheese. And then we take it through a secondary process. So we pack half the wheel into a form, we add ash, and then another half of the wheel. That whole wheel gets turned out and then coated in ash. So the cheese starts completely black, and the secondary ripening cultures bloom on the outside as the cheese ages. So that's how it becomes white, and then the black ash, white, black ash. So it creates this cake-like appearance that when you cut through the wheel, sort of feathers, and Mary, our founder, had a dream, and she said, when you cut through the cheese, I want it to look like the way the thick fog sits on the dark coastline in Humboldt County. We have a lot of trees, and it's very foggy. And then she woke up from her dream, and she said, I'm going to make that cheese, and I'm going to call it Humboldt Fog, because she wanted to give it a name that Americans could pronounce instead of a French copy. And that was in 1992, when there really weren't a lot of American, definitely not American goat cheeses. And she made it in a large format. We're in Humboldt County. We're 5 hours north of San Francisco. So the cheese has to make a long journey all the way across a really big country. So the 5-pound format gives it a longer shelf life.
While shipping the wheel preserves the presentation, taste, and shelf life of Humboldt Fog, it does require more work on the part of retailers, which can be a heavy lift in the post-pandemic era when many grocery stores are looking to reduce labor. But, she says, the cheese is worth the extra work because consumers seek it out and it can help build a bigger basket.
Consumers know Humboldt Fog by name. They ask, they know that it's top of mind before they get to the store, and they go looking for it. If they don't see it, they won't buy it. They won't ask. And we always thought they would ask. But people are shy or intimidated, or there's just no one to ask at the store. So the retailers cut down on labor. So having a fully stocked case, that cheese will sell itself. And it's visually stunning. People have an unbelievable emotional connection to cheese in general, and especially to Humboldt Fog. And when they buy Humboldt Fog, they also buy a bunch of other high-priced items. Nobody eats Humboldt Fog with a fork, right? They're going to buy some crackers, some cured meat, wine and beer. So that basket just went way up in value. If the Humboldt Fog's not there, it might move in a different direction.
Recognizing the deli counter is increasingly competitive and consumers can only buy Humboldt Fog if they can find it, Rasmussen says Cypress Grove is dedicating this year to re-educating retailers and consumers about the value that the cheese offers through a rebrand, marketing push, and upcoming promotion in April designed to ensure that the product will be on shelves.
We have dedicated the next year to giving Humboldt Fog all the love and all the focus it deserves. It's the original American original, paved the way for artisan cheese in the U.S. It is available in every state. It converts people. It's like a gateway cheese. People who think they don't like specialty cheese, think they don't like goat cheese, try Humboldt Fog. They hear the story and they love it. So cheesemongers love that about it. But it requires some work. And so we're also dedicated this year to educating and helping retailers who have to put a lot of work into selling Humboldt Fog because it has to be cut and wrapped in store. A lot of retailers are moving towards fixed weight, retail ready cuts, but that will not work for Humboldt Fog. It's sold in a 5-pound wheel or a 3-pound wheel, and it has to be cut and wrapped in the store. That's the best thing for it. That's how consumers, that's how they recognize it. They look for this with the ash line and the label on it. So we've redesigned the labels, and we've added Humboldt Fog a lot bigger on the label. And then we have this campaign for the year, Nothing Like That Humboldt Fog Feeling, because we did some consumer research thinking, oh, is something wrong? Do people not love it? Is there just so many new cheeses that, you know, like the old ones get left behind? And the truth is, no. The consumers are like, we love Humboldt Fog. Actually, insanely said, you know, that it's like their social sidekick. It gives them confidence. It makes them calm. The only problem is that sometimes I go to the store and it's not there. And that is so sad, you know, like you plan your party around it, you're counting on it, and you get to the store and it's not there. So we're working really hard to remedy that and make sure that if we're sending consumers to the store, that it's there. And all the work behind that to make sure that retailers know, whoever's doing the wrap, that they know how to do that and do what's best for the cheese.
In the spirit of making specialty cheese more accessible for both consumers and retailers, Rasmussen said that Cowgirl Creamery is also launching smaller pre-cut fixed wedges of its two beloved cheeses that until now have only been available in larger formats.
So Wagon Wheel and Hop Along are huge, large format wheels. Not every store can handle that. So we are launching Wagon Wheel and Hop Along in pre-cut, fixed weight, 6-ounce wedges. And they come 12 wedges to a case. Same great cheese, just now retail ready. Cowgirl is known for is Mount Tam and triple cream cheeses. So we have Mount Tam there. The beauty of this line is that they're almost all available in a fixed weight, or at least in retail ready packaging. And that's just because the cheeses lend themselves towards that. So anytime as cheesemakers we can make it easier on the retailer, we will. But if that's not what's best for the cheese, then, you know, we have to partner with retailers to help them prepare it in a way that can sell it.
From the consumer perspective, Rasmussen said shoppers are drawn to Cowgirl Creamery's selection, in part because they are high-performing for specific uses and because they offer a moment of intentional indulgence, with or without the excuse of a party.
We also thought that people waited to buy artisan cheeses until they were hosting a party, but actually, because of the cost, it's more of a small indulgence. So for maybe just them and their partner, maybe just small family, but not gatherings, because that would break the budget, right? Then they're going to serve things that stretch a little further. So cheese boards are a great way to do that because you can add other items to it to fill it out. But, I mean, a little bit goes a long way when you have a complex cheese. So Red Hawk, for example, you know, most people aren't going to eat an 8-ounce wheel. I would, but, you know, so a little bit goes a much longer way. Both of these are wash rind cheeses. They're like a firm and semi-firm. The magic of Wagon Wheel is in the melting. That is why it was developed. It was developed as a domestic solution for a pizza cheese. So, and I didn't know this, but what the dream is that even once the pizza cools, the cheese stays soft. Versus you've noticed on a cheese that's maybe different, it would, once it cools, it gets all rubbery. And so when Wagon Wheel, when you melt it, once it cools, it stays soft. It is amazing. It can make you eat things like, I love it with steamed broccoli. It's like one of my favorite things. Hop Along is washed in cider, a hard cider. So you get more kind of fruity notes and is a little bit softer than Wagon Wheel. It also melts nicely, but that's not why it was designed.
Flavor is a primary purchase driver and differentiator for Australian brand Old Crocs Cheddar Cheese, which is so sharp that the brand's original tagline jokingly warned, "Careful, it bites." But as David Raff, executive vice president of Trugman Nash, which owns Old Croc Cheese, explains, the brand also appeals to consumers because it has a clean label, is grass-fed, and animal-friendly. It also increasingly comes in convenient and snackable formats, as well as new, bold flavors.
Anytime anybody basically tastes this cheese, it's a new experience for them. Most people don't know what cheddar cheese is supposed to taste like. You know, a lot of cheddar cheese is fairly tasteless. When you bite into ours, you know you've got Old Croc cheddar. It's a kind of a sweet cheddar profile versus our competitors who have kind of more of an acid bite. It's just a different experience. The aftertaste of our cheddar cheese lingers in a nice, mellow, sweet way. Being a bold, strong, big flavor, we wanted to project that in our packaging for a big, bold flavor experience. Careful It Bites was our original tagline. Now it's For the Love of Cheddar is our next tagline on. And, you know, we're making headway. It's non-GMO, grass-fed, clean product. The trends are always changing. At first, it was non-GMO was very important. Organic then was very important. Now grass-fed, getting a richer proteins and getting a cleaner flavor is very important to the consumer from what we're showing, what we're seeing. And then you've got animal-friendly and things like when you say and show that your cows are free grazing and it's more humane, that seems to ring a bell with our consumers as well. And we've always done that from Australia. It's always been that way. It's not like that in the U.S., not in many other countries as well. Grass-fed, anything in the U.S. is very difficult because of our weather patterns. So that does set us apart. We've expanded the brand in these packaging with Croc Bites, which is the individual snacking cheese. They're 3/4 ounce. We're actually just got our first orders to be on a and Delta Airlines is going to now start serving them over the next couple of months. So you'll see these individual packages on their, maybe it's a cheese and fruit tray. I'm not exactly sure where they're placing it. We also have a smoked cheddar. Ours is different than others because we actually take our aged cheddar cheese and then smoke it, where most people smoke a very bland cheddar because there's no flavor to it and it's cheaper, and they still can get a smoked flavored cheddar. Ours has a different flavor experience with that as well. And we also have the same cheddar cheese that we use in our spreadable cheddars, which is phenomenal. And I always have it in my house for cheese and crackers and or for pretzels. But it's an easy spreading cheddar, but it's truly cheddar cheese spreads, as opposed to the competitors who are using cream cheese base and adding flavor. Ours has a big cheddar flavor to start. And then we've got a port wine, we've got a sharp cheddar, and we've got a bacon jalapeno. Bacon jalapeno is off the charts. Anybody who tastes that is like, that's a different flavor experience. And that's what we're going for, is giving people a different flavor experience while still keeping the integrity of a non-GMO, clean, grass-fed product.
Environmental sustainability, animal welfare, and authentic craftsmanship also are increasingly important to consumers, and attributes that Ian Anderson, International Manager for Organic Herd, says helps set apart British organic dairy company's cheddar cheese.
So we're an organic cooperative, 112, 114 farmers stretching the length and breadth of the UK. It's very much around being custodians of the land, custodians of the animals, the welfare, and it's all very much in terms of time-honoured traditional methods of production. So where the cheese is made is all done in a very sustainable, time-honoured craft sort of manner, really. So it'll be aged between 6 and 12, 18 months, so it goes to a time-honoured sort of natural, very much a natural, organic, fresh process. All the biogases from the farm go through anaerobic digestion. It's all renewables. It's a low carbon or zero carbon footprint, and it just the product itself is done in an organic way for the organic consumer or people who like food, are very much into their food and the authenticity of it. This is a product that really delivers on a number of fronts. Well, every consumer now, really across the globe, are looking for product that is that sustainability, but also is natural, free from none of the antibiotics, is healthy. So there's a number of different aspects to it. But the cows, you know, the welfare of the animal is paramount. So it's making sure that it's a well cared for, happy cow. So it's able to roam, grass fed, subject to the weather, unless it's particularly inclement or the weather is, or the foraging that they are within the fields isn't particularly good. So in the depths of winter, when there's snow or particular heavy bouts of ice, they might be brought indoors for that whole welfare aspect. But all of our farmer members are very much, the animal is the forefront of their minds. You know, these are, you know, what some of our members actually cut back hedges in a particular fashion that will promote natural wildlife. So they are custodians of the land and custodians of their herds to give it a very natural milk, organic, free from, no antibiotics. So then that flows through, and hence why, as you've just tasted, you get a product that is is a wow taste, really. And I think it's all about meeting what the consumer needs. Really. They want to be able to look at the pack and see that it's clean, free from, healthy, natural, and does what it says in the tin, really. So it's great, and we're really proud of it. It's a great product.
With that, we've come to the end of another episode of Food Navigator USA's Soup to Nuts podcast. I hope that you'll join me again next time for another installment. And to help you remember, I encourage you to subscribe. Until next time, this is Elizabeth Crawford wishing you a productive, profitable, and safe week.